Dermot and Dave.
Conversation, crack,
and the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM.
Dave's World. Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
Now, yesterday, Emer, who works here on our show very hard, thanks, Emer, for working on our show very hard, wasn't even working on our show very hard yesterday, but she still managed to send me something for Dave's World. And it was fascinating. Garfield phones. Like, you know, the lasagna-loving, lazy cat. There were these Garfield phones that were around in the 80s and 90s, and they were like a house phone, but they were in the shape of Garfield, and you'd pick up a bit of his back, and that would be the handset or whatever.
Sounds very American.
It was very American all the time. Well, they fell off. A container of them fell off a ship in the Mediterranean in the 90s and was lost. Simply lost. No one knew where it was. But every now and again, a Garfield phone would wash up somewhere in either Ireland, the UK, France, wherever.
I do love that even the phones themselves are lazy.
Yeah,
like not taking their sweet time to wash up.
So in 2020, a local farmer found the container. It was lodged in a cave, a sea cave, and there were thousands of these phones inside a 40-foot container. But the container was lodged, wasn't going anywhere. And the tide would come in and randomly take two or three of the phones away at a time. And then they would sail off across and go. Now, they haven't found them very much further than France, UK and Ireland and stuff. But like, they must have hit North Africa. They must have hit Spain. You know what I mean? But they're basically from Brittany. They're gone everywhere. But it got me looking then, Emer, for other strange things that have washed up. And famously, I knew I did this on Dave's World before. There were 62 shipping containers filled with 4.8 million Lego pieces that fell off a ship in a storm. 62 of them. And to this day, they still like are floating in the sea. And obviously, we're very aware of plastic in the sea and whatever. And this is, you know, this isn't helping. But there are 4.8 million pieces of Lego that fell in the 90s into the sea. And they're everywhere.
Imagine finding them on the sand, walking on a piece of Lego on the sand.
And they're mostly maritime-themed pieces of Lego, which is a complete coincidence.
Oh, of course they are.
Yeah,
not all of them. I did see one story, coincidentally, about a brown trout that built the Millennium Falcon perfectly.
They did find, in Florida, in Sarasota in 2012, they found a giant Lego man. Now, I mean 25 feet tall Lego man washed up on the shore. To this day, nobody has claimed it.
Is he okay? No, he's in bits.
And still, like, it's still standing there on the beach in Sarasota, and no one has come to say, that's our Lego man from wherever. A woman called Margaret in 2011 was robbed, and her house was robbed, and unfortunately they took a really important thing for her, which was a life-size replica of E.T. that her daughter had made as part of a stage makeup course she was doing. And that's all. She didn't care about anything else that was stolen. She just wanted E.T. back. No, not going to happen. Well, it did happen about a month, 2 or 3 months later. Somebody saw a body floating in the sea and rang the police. The police came down and it was floating face first in the sea was E.T. And they brought it back to Margaret and she still has him.
Why do they call the police? You're meant to phone home. Come on.
And interestingly, rubber ducks fell off, like the Lego pieces, a container fell off with like thousands of rubber ducks in it. Yellow rubber ducks, standard, whatever, in 1992. And obviously, they float in ways that other things are designed to literally float. So they've gone everywhere in the world. But interestingly, scientists have used them to map how the currents move because of the way these thousands of ducks are still moving around the planet. And they've even managed to like provide scientists with information that they did. There was no way they could have had this information about certain currents and weather patterns and things without the ducks falling off the ship into the water. And they're actually the subject of a book called Moby Duck, which is amazing. Oh, which sounds like how a New Zealand person would say, "Ma, you love Moby Duck." But yeah, it's amazing that the stuff that falls in can actually be useful. So Emer, thank you for inspiring Dave's World today.
Have you ever found anything? You live beside Portmarnock, Velvet Strand.
Yes, well, my son came home not that long ago during May, I think it was, and he was just carrying a giant dead fish, and we're just looking at him going, why have you brought, like, this thing was almost as tall as he was.
Cool.
He just brought it up. No, not cool.
Yeah,
what are we supposed to do with it?
I'm obsessed with finding things from the sea.
Well, not dead fish, though.
What about that ambergris stuff?
Yeah, someone recently found one worth €168,000. Tell everyone what it is, though.
It's basically whale phlegm.
Yeah.
And it's really, really rare. If you find it, it looks like a grey rock, but it's actually quite light. But you'll know that it smells
really bad.
But what happens is the whales... Have we time for this?
No, but just keep going, keep going.
Okay, so the whale goes like... Ugh, ugh.
Clearing his throat before he goes a song.
And it coughs up this stuff. And generally, at the start, it smells absolutely disgusting. Mm-hmm. But as it's exposed to the salt water and air over time, it gets this really sweet smell. And it's more expensive than gold.
Why?
Because it's used by perfumers and has been since Egyptian times, because it has a particular smell and it's used as a base for a lot of perfumes and anything that cosmetics in general. Yeah. So there was a local village somewhere, I think it was Sri Lanka, and they found a group of fishermen found $12 million of this ambergris stuff. And they were like, they hadn't had red scent to rub between them, and now they're all minted.
Amazing.
But this happens a lot of the time. People go down to a random beach and suddenly you find this, oh, this is kind of a weird light rock. Smell it, because if it smells nice, then you could be holding millions of euros worth of ambergris in your hands.
Wow.
So cool. Can you imagine the throat bubbles that whales get?
I'm sure whatever happens, the male whale is going, ugh. Ugh. And their wife is going, would you stop making that disgusting noise?
It's today, babe.